giga 有小米 corresponding to a giga bubbly dust base. Wir beginnen in your show me on das alles am Adalas, at the beginning of the Masechta, at the Mishnah. Kol chayovim bu'ir, chutz me cheresh, shoyte ve'kotten, v'tuntum v'androgynous, noshim v'avodim, she'enem meshuchorim, achiger v'asuma, v'achile, v'azokein, v'chol she'ene yochel la'alois, v'ragdov. The Mishnah says, ula obligated in the mitzvah of bu'ir, which is to enter the Mikdash and offer an Oila on the three festivals, except for a Cheresh, a lunatic or a child, a Tumtum, which is one whose organs are covered so his gender is in doubt, an Androgynous who has both male and female organs, women, slaves who are not freed, one who is blind, sick or old, and anyone who cannot ascend by foot. Ezu Kotten, Kol Shein Yochel, Leukriv Ok Seifoi, Shal Oviv, Lalois Mi Yerushalayim, Lahar Bayis, Divrei Beis Shammai. When is a child exempt? Beis Shammai says it's anyone who cannot ride on his father's shoulders and ascend from Yerushalayim to Har Bayis. Beis Hillelayimim, Kol Shein Yochel, Leukriv Biyodi Shal Oviv, Lalois Mi Yerushalayim, Lahar Bayis, Shineimau, Shalei Shogolim. They still say it's anyone who cannot hold his father's hand and ascend from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis, as it says in the Pasuk, in Shema Yisrof Gimel, Pasuk Yudalad, Shalosh Regalim, the three foot festivals. And the Gemara says, Masnisim Buriyas Korban Abu Buriyas Ponim Afilu Kotten Chayev. The Gemara says that our Mishnah discusses the Buriyam, meaning of offering a Korban, but the Buriyas Ponim, which means entering the Mikdash, even a very small child is obligated. In Hador, Hakel es ha'am ha'anoshim v'hanoshim v'ataf v'ein koton godol mitaf. The sources from the Pasuk in Drawing Lamadala's Pasuk Yud Beis gather the nation, men, women, and taf, which is babies. Or is a minor who cannot ride on his father's shoulder or hold his hand and ascend from Yerushalayim to Har Bayis not bigger than a baby? Tanya, Martha, Rabbi Yochanan, Roika, Rabbi Eliezer, Isma, Shoyu Mahochim, Miavna Lod, Bikbilu, Vishur, Rabbi Gin. As we've been from Bryce, a case occurred in which Rabbi Yochanan, Roika, and Rabbi Eliezer, Isma were going from Yavne to Lod, and they went to greet the Vishur in Bikin. Malhen, Machidush Hayalachem, Beis Medrash Hayim, Vishur said, what Chidush, what new idea did you have in the Beis Medrash today? Ulai ha'kol tamidcha v'miyamecha anushesim. V'yichem v'mreika, and the B'lez HaChisma said, we are all your students and we drink your water and we learn from your teachings. We shouldn't be speaking, suggesting new ideas in front of you. Amalahem, atopikein, yi'ef shel beis medesh shle yehei boi dibar chadash v'chol yeim mi shavas sham. Yeshua said, even so, I allow you to do so because it's impossible that there is a Beis Medrash without a Chiddush every day. Who expounded today? The question here is that because after Rabbi Gamliel was deposed and reinstated, sometimes he expounded and sometimes it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah or Mulai. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Ma'isa Oshasai, they told him that it was Elazar ben Azariah and he asked what he taught. Okay, Anoshim v'hanoshim v'hataf. Pasuk haba. Omar hayu v'hanoshim boin l'mud v'hanoshim l'shmaya hataf v'amabo. L'kedei l'tein shal l'mviyehen. Yerim ben Brikhen v'lazun b'chisma said, the pasuk says, Hakel es ha'am, gather the nation, the men, the women, and the babies. Loza began expounding, men come to learn, women come to listen. Why do the babies come? In order to bring merit to those who bring him. Amalahen, Einador Yosem Shavlozim Nazaria, B'seichem. Shuvan says, said that a generation that has Shavlozim Nazaria in it is not orphaned of Chachomim. Asio de Shavlozim Nazaria, Deloi Kimin Azai. Shavlozim Nazaria's teaching that women don't come to learn is unlike Ben Azai. Tanin and Tamon, Mikan Omar Ben Azai, Chayev Adam Lelamed is Bitoy Torah, Shem Tishte Teda Shaskus Torah La. Mishnah says, From here, Benazai said that one must teach his daughter, Torah, so if she will drink the Saita water and survive, even though she may have sinned, she will know that merit suspended the punishment, but she may live up to 3 years. Cheresh. The Mishnah taught that a cheresh is exempt from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Havaya b'shem v'alaza l'man yishmun v'l'man sh'zeh yilamedu ad kadoin b'amidbar b'medaber b'ne shemeya cheresh shemeya b'ne medaber. And the Gemara asked, well, the Talmidim quoting Ulaza said that in order, there's pasuk in Devarim Lamed Aleph, pasuk Yudbeis, in order that they will hear and know that they will learn. From here we know that to exclude one who speaks but cannot hear. What's the source to exclude a cheresh who hears but cannot speak? Rabbi b'shem Rabbi Laza leman yomadu man yelamedu. Quoting Rabbi Laza said that we read leman yelamedu like leman yelamedu, which means they will teach. And this is actually written about the mitzvah of Hakel, but we learn re'iyah from Hakel. Amrav Yonah hadar amma deleith klalei derevi klalein. Rav Yonah inferred that Rebbe's general rules are not true. The Taninan Taman, Cheresh hamadaber ve'ino shemea le'yitrim. The Mishnah says that a Cheresh who speaks but cannot hear may not separate truma, but b'dieved is valid truma. The Cheresh the Chachamim discussed everywhere cannot hear and cannot speak. The assumption is that our Mishnah exempts one who lacks either ability, because one who speaks but cannot hear is a cheresh, and also one who hears but cannot speak is a cheresh. But aninan, a cheresh shenechalatz v'achareshe shechalutza v'achareletzes lekotan chalitzas ha'psula. And we have support to that from the Mishnah that says if a cheresh didn't chalitza or a chareshes did chalitza, or one did chalitza to a child, a boy, it is possible. Rabbi Yochanan said this is because they cannot fulfill he will say and she will say, which disqualifies even if they can hear. And there's a Mishnah that teaches that the cheresh the chachamim discussed everywhere is one who cannot hear and cannot speak. And this supports Rabbi Yonah, who says that Rabbi's klalim are not true because elsewhere, cheresh includes one who is able to hear or speak, but not both. Rabbi Yochanan asked, if one is deaf in one ear, what's the law? Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbanon disagreed about this. Tanya, Levnei Aaron, Tase Kutanois. The Baisa says, quoting from the Pasuk in Shmais Chofes, Pasuk Mem, and to the children of Aaron, you shall make kutanois, tunics. Rabban say they made two tunics for each person. The Yesi says, even one tunic for each fulfilled it. What's Rabbanon's reasoning? Quoting again from that pasuk, that putanois is plural, means two for each one. And what's Rabbanon's reason? Because 100 means many bnei Aaron, for them make tunics, but it doesn't mean more than one for each of bnei Aaron. V'hocha, tikra es ha'teru hazois neged kol yisov agnehem. And here regarding Hakel, from which we learn Re'iyah, it says, read this Torah in front of all of your soul, ba'oznehem, in their ears. Rabban say, two ears for each one must be able to hear it. Whereas Re'iyah says, even one ear for each of them must be able to hear it.